Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Salters picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Salters. Rice goes all the way around to score. Averill moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Calm moves to second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calm scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hudlin. Bishop scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Salters moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Soltis moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. Werber moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Berg moves to second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Berg moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Berg scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Wahlberg moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Wahlberg scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Berg interferes with Johnson, who is awarded first base. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis strikes out. The throw from Berg to pick off Werber, and they've got Werber picked off. The throw back to Berg and he's out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Morgan for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Com reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Com scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Dick Porter. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.